Great. So, first of all, how did you find out about Opportunity Knox?
I've used you in my own business in the past, and I used you with the previous, as an employer, the previous company. I did marketing and sales for another contractor, and we used you there. I think we just did some basic Google searching and found you that way.
Okay. Nice. So, what kind of company was it before?
It was a home improvement company called Specialty Products Company.
Okay.
And we did some similar things there that we do now. And then as I left that company, I used you in a company that I owned independently and had success with you there. And then as I came on board here with Limebury Lumber about 2 years ago now, this program was non-existent. And so we initially reached out to you guys to kind of help get it going and get the word out.
Okay. And then, so the second company that you owned, what kind of company was that? Home services?
Home improvement as well, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when you say a program like this was non-existent, can you go into a little bit more detail about the type of program that we've...
Limebury Lumber, as it stands, is a 60-year-old, family-owned hardware and lumber store.
Yep.
And when we first started conversation, I was out doing my own thing, and I started conversation with Scott here at Limebury about coming on board, and we hadn't completely defined what that relationship would look like, but once we got together, it became pretty clear that the interest was there in having more of an outreach in the community and actually installing and servicing some of those retail customers.
Okay.
And so that's what we were looking to do.
And what was the
installation division?
Okay, so the scope before you arrived, it was basically retail product, correct?
Correct.
Did you service contractors too?
A good strong contractor base, yes.
Okay. on a localized market, long-standing reputation in the community, and then when you came aboard, it was, okay, instead of us sitting here being passive, waiting for customers to come here, that we want to start a outreach and an installation division. Okay, which is sounds like based off your past two experiences prior to this, it's right up your alley.
Yeah, that's definitely what I enjoy doing, and it was very new to them, and I think risky and scary and all of those other adjectives that you can plug in would have been relevant, you know. That, mm-hmm. But they took a chance on me, and now here we are 2 years later, and we've done really well.
And what kind of marketing? So you were interviewing with them, and what kind of marketing were they doing, or what kind of promotion were they doing prior to you starting?
I think they had a decent multi-tier approach. I mean, you know, obviously word of mouth was huge. Local newspapers, community outreach into the ball fields and other youth programs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know all of it, but it was an older style, tried and true kind of deal,
mm-hmm.
And some radio spots here and there.
Okay, and obviously it's a brick and mortar, and it's an impressive looking store too. So, I mean, there's some identification as with drive by traffic and long standing. Foundation.
They had done before I came here, they had already began kind of revamping the look and the feel,
mm-hmm.
of the store to turn it into more of a home center than a lumber yard hardware store. So that, mm-hmm. was already underway. That's finished now. It does look really sharp, and it's somewhere that people come. Tonight they're hosting a ladies' night for their second time.
Okay.
It's a pretty place, yes.
It's a beautiful place. They did a great job with it, actually.
Good deal, yeah.
Yeah, they did a great job with it.
I take no credit for that. That's
yeah, you know what? I was gonna work you over for that a little bit and see if this was all you or not. But no, it looks beautiful. They really did a good job. So you come aboard. You've had some experience with Opportunity Knocks, some success with Opportunity Knocks, and then what was the conversations with the owners about, you know, the type of program that you wanted to do?
Well, we had walk in customers, Jim. We had walk in customers coming in, and we just kept hearing, "Hey, I need a deck built. Do you guys recommend anyone? Hey, we need some windows replaced. Who should I call?" And so we wanted to be responsive to that rather than just giving out names and phone numbers and letting it walk out the door. There's two different things that we were doing wrong there. Number one, we didn't capture our customer. Who knew where they were going to go? And number two, we didn't know that contractor would ever follow through.
Right.
So maybe they did call somebody on a list that we gave them, but that contractor then never calls them, and so that customer comes back in the door, and they say, "Hey, I called those people. They never called me back."
Mm-hmm.
So
now you look bad. It reflects on your reputation.
What's that?
Now that reflects on your reputation.
Exactly. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. It did. And so what we wanted to do is provide a better service, more predictable service. And but came to you guys, Jim, because we had to get that word out. You know, everybody knew. I've lived in this county most of my life, but all that Limebrae Lumber was to me was a place to go grab 2x4s on Saturday, or a place to go grab a garden hose. It was never never more than that in my eyes. And so we wanted to make sure that we didn't take for granted the fact that we were 60 years old. We didn't take for granted that everybody would just know what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of why we initially reached out to you guys, was to help present that new image along with the new offerings and the new services that we were ready to bring to market.
And what? So you connected with Andy, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
And then, so tell me about that experience, if you could.
Well, Andy had done a couple other campaigns for me before.
Okay.
And I had spoke with Andy on just an input level on several different occasions. And I don't recall the other names, but there were others.
That's okay.
Andy always kind of spoke out and stood out. And but anyhow, he said, "Okay, what are you trying to do?" We told him. We talked about some basic budget figures, and I tell you one thing I will say, and I'm not trying to, I'll just tell you the way it is. I wore him out trying to find the right mix of customers with the right budget.
Yeah.
And he's always done a really great job for us finding the demographic in the zip code, you know, that we need at a budget that makes sense.
Sure.
And he's always taken a lot of time to do that for us.
Let me ask you this, Jason. And number one, Andy is unwearable. You can't wear him out. That's why I love him. Him and I have got great synergy because we both come from the quote unquote grinder mentality. When you say the mix of demographics and budget, I certainly understand the latter of that with budget. But did he have to do specific research around your demographics and your customer profiles?
He spent a lot of time. Number one, helped me define that.
Yeah.
He did research on our county, and he did research on, you know, the ages and the home values and home household incomes and house, you know, home counts.
Yep.
He did all that. Mm-hmm. And so that was a real help to us. We've even taken some of that knowledge that he shared and adapted that into, you know, how we present newspaper advertising, or how we
beautiful
focus, you know, other things that we do. So
absolutely,
that's
great
knowledge that we didn't have.
That's great. So what the work or the homework that Andy did, you were able to utilize it in other campaigns. I love that. That's one of the reasons why we do it, because yeah, we certainly want your business from a direct mail perspective, but if your direct mail campaigns are not being supported by the same branding, messaging, profiles, offers, etc., as your other channels, then it almost becomes a resistance force versus a compatible force.
Right. Well, I don't remember, and I'm just shooting from the hip, but at some point he made a comment about the average home value in our market. Well, it only makes sense that you market to that customer rather than trying to market the high end of everything. You know, in our mind, we said, well, we should market the best that we had to offer, but the reality of it was whenever he told us that the average household income was this, they're not going to afford that on average. They're not going to afford our best on average. They're going to afford this on average. And that just tweaking that little bit of, you know, knowing that little information helped us tweak our message, and that helped a lot.
Wow. That's excellent. I love to hear that, because it really is. You know, you hear, I don't know if you're a football fan. If you like donuts, then you like football. But you know how everybody says, you know, the football is a game of inches. You know, one more inch and the ball gets tipped. One more inch and the ball goes over the goal line. You know, and that one little tweak in a message or what, one little tweak in an offer can make all the difference in response.
No, exactly. I agree with that 100%.
You know, so tell me about the response. I mean, how many campaigns have you done with us so far with at least with Limeberry, and how has the response been?
Maybe five or six. I really don't know.
Excellent.
The response has been predictable, and that's why we've done it more than once.
Nice.
You know, this last campaign, I can't call her name. Was it Janet?
Yeah, Janet.
Janet was doing some follow up with me, and I think the last time I shared with her that we had maybe closed around 35,000 in business. Since then, and two or three other sales. And what's interesting about it, you know, these are perhaps proposals that we had typed 6 months ago. But you know how it is. You're
sure.
Your life's busy. It kind of gets put on the shelf at home. You forget about the importance of doing that project. But then you get that reminder in the mail, and, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I wonder if Jason still remembers me. And so we had a couple of those that weren't really, they weren't brand new leads, but they were born again opportunities, you know.
Yeah.
And so, in addition to the four or five sales that we made from the seven or eight fresh leads, we also had a couple that came through that received the postcard that, oh yeah, you know, we can work with you. You know. This last campaign was we had a couple of really big ticket items, and big tickets for us. I think, you know, my bill to you guys was $2,500.
Yeah,
we had a couple of tickets of $25,000.
Yeah,
so hard to argue with the impact that makes.
Yeah, a 10x ROI on a program is. Even if you really do strip away all the costs and dive into margin, it still pays for itself and then some. So that's awesome news. I love that. And you know, it's great to hear the people resurfacing that you had mailed prior. That no now doesn't mean no forever, and there's value in the repetition, just to stay top of mind.
You know, I've been doing this for 13 years, 14 years,
mm-hmm.
And I say it all the time, you know, when I'm meeting folks, the relationship is the valuable part of what we're doing today, and
mm-hmm.
So that I believe, and Jim, we're in a small community, you know, we have 40,000 people in the county, so chances are when I go to the local grocery store, I am going to see somebody that I've either worked with or talked about working with or whatnot. So it's just what you guys are letting us do is send a direct message to people that are realistic customers. It's a targeted message to targeted customers that we want to be, we want to make them aware of what we can do to help them, and it works.
Awesome.
It works.
Well, this is, I promised I'd keep you less than 15 minutes, so I'm going to do that to keep my promises. Amazing feedback. Thank you so much. I mean, really, is there anything else like you want to add to kind of close us out?
Well, what I know is we're using these basic campaigns, but I'm also aware of and how to say this, I don't know, but you guys have other campaigns that we touched on in the past that also work. So I know that you have, the proximity mailer, and mm-hmm. I've done that before and that worked, and so there's other things that I know you guys do that we don't even take advantage of, but
I'll make sure Andy stays connected with you on it.
What's that?
I said I'll make sure Andy follows up with you on that. No.
I know you guys have those programs. It makes it easy on, marketing is one of my 12 hats that I wear every day. So
yeah.
It makes it really nice on me that you guys have an art team, a design team. You have idea input and art input, and usually within 3 or 4 tweaks, you guys have something that exceeds your expectations in appearance and message, and we're real happy with it.
Wow. Jason, I don't even know what to say. I'm floored. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time out and doing this. And what phenomenal feedback.
Go ahead.
I said, what phenomenal feedback. So thank you. I mean, it makes me proud. So thank you very much.
Jim, you have a great day. Appreciate the interest. Appreciate working with you guys. And call me anytime.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jason. Take care, okay?
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.